For more news, sport and weather, be watching NBN News tonight at 6.
Yeah, there were actually a few coronavirus patients and I shook hands with everybody. You'll be pleased to know that.
It was all part of Carol Baskin's plan with Peter.
I'm not a doctor, but I'm a person with common sense.
We're all in this together.
Here's Dave Dolan with his take on the week that was.
Let's start with a crime story out of Melbourne and a terrifying ordeal for a couple after two men broke into their home while they were asleep.
The knife-wielding pair broke down the door.
Glass shatters everywhere, the lock is off, half the door is, like, broken on the floor, and then before we know it,
they're asking for the keys.
Yelling at us for the keys.
Very scary, and it got worse for poor Anna. One of the intruders held a knife to her throat, and it was at that point her partner Mike knew it was time to act. He couldn't find his car keys to hand over, but somehow he had to fight off these armed robbers. Naturally, you look for whatever you've got nearby, what's laying around. And in this case of Mike, who happens to be a musician, it was an old guitar.
Choosing the cheapest but heaviest guitar, he fought back.
Come on, boys, let's go!
Chased out of the house by bass-wielding Mike, the pair retreated to their dark hatchback where others were waiting for them.
So this real-life guitar hero chased them out with his bass guitar, screaming at them, although Anna recalls a little differently the words Mike used.
Mike had said something along the lines of, "Let's go, mother effers."
That's a bit more rock star, isn't it? So the petrified robbers are hiding in their car from this bearded bloke wielding his bass. But what happened next?
Then I hear a smash because he's taken the guitar to their back passenger side window and kept screaming like, "Come on, come on, come on."
There you go. But this guy's in a band. He plays the guitar. I'm thinking he would have sounded a bit more like, "Come on, come on, come on." So, crazy story, right? Glad you both liked it. I thought it might strike a chord. But now let's head to the US, where much of the country has begun emerging from lockdown this week. All 50 states have now partially eased restrictions, and there was no place more thrilled to have their freedom back than Southern Texas.
After several weeks of being stuck inside, thousands have flocked here to Bolivar Peninsula to make the most of their time while out.
Been in quarantine, and like I need to get out and party. Woo!
Right on. Now, every year, Texas has something called the Go Topless Jeep Weekend, a wild party on the beach. Thousands hit the sand in their Jeeps and their big utes and get plastered, blind drunk. And not even a deadly pandemic could stop this year's event from going ahead.
What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps? Man, get any better than that?
Oh, man, no, it can't. So big crowds turned out for the beach party, all piled in the back of their oversized redneck pickup trucks, social distancing a distant memory, although local police were more than prepared for any trouble.
Come down, have a good time. You have a good time, there's no issues. But when you start acting silly, we've got a jail that's got a whole lot of empty holes.
Well, those holes were filled, Tanya and Steve. They ended up arresting nearly 200 people, but mind you, for traffic and drugs offences, not for potentially spreading a killer virus. Mm. And the party got so wild, a fight broke out and two people actually got shot.
Party! Woo!
But the punters at Go Topless Jeep Weekend in Texas say they were glad to see local law enforcement on hand to keep things under control.
The cops are doing their job as long as they don't be mean to people who are actually being innocent. Then I'm all gravy, baby.
Okay.
Gravy, baby.
Now, let's stay in America and don't be fooled by the Go Topless Jeep Weekend and the gravy, baby. Let's be honest. That country is in the midst of an epic disaster. Compared to us, they're royally rooted. But their triumphant leader, Donald Trump, thought this week would be the perfect time to take a break on dealing with the pandemic and instead provide Americans with an update on something else that's very important to him.
It's called the Space Force.
Defense officials this week went to the Oval Office to present to the president the official flag of the Space Force. The logo has an uncanny resemblance to the Starfleet Command emblem from Star Trek, but that's not the story here. Because while he was talking about the Space Force, Trump let the cat out of the bag and started to brag about a hypersonic weapon the US military is working on.
Incredible military equipment. At a level that nobody's ever seen before. We have no choice. We have to do it. We have, I call it the super-duper missile.
Yeah. Super duper missile. He went on to say it's the most super duper missile ever. It's a beautiful super duper missile. Geez. No one's ever seen a missile this beautiful, and it's much better than Obama's missile. But wait till you hear how fast it is.
And I heard the other night 17 times faster than what they have right now. You've heard Russia has 5 times and China's working on 5 or 6 times. We have one 17 times.
17 times, Tanya and Steve. God. Now, listening to the president speak about
the super-duper missile.
Does it remind you of anyone?
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads.
But one last point about this, and this one's really a question for you, Tanya, as a lady. When a man promises he has a super-duper missile, is the general consensus prepared to be disappointed?
Absolutely.
There you go. Yeah. I'll look back at the week that was.
Oh, small man syndrome.
It's bloody terrifying, yeah. Isn't
Sorry.
It?
Sorry.
Thank you, Dave.